Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Minnesota Farm Bureau participated in a recent fly-in to Washington, D.C. On Monday's Farm Talk, Mick Hare caught up with the Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp and got an update on what the president heard from the politicians in Washington, D.C.
We had a Minnesota Farm Bureau group working to implement Farm Bureau policy. We've actually had meetings with every Minnesota congressional office. We got a chance to talk with Senator Tina Smith, as well as Congressman and House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, also Representatives Jim Hagedorn, Angie Craig, Tom Emmer, Dean Phillips, and Pete Stauber, as well as staff from Betty McCollum and Ilham Omar. So we went 10 for 10.
Some of yours are urban, though. Did they listen intently? Did you get positive response or not?
You know, everybody's worried about urban. We've got a connection, and that's food. Everybody eats. Certainly, we want to make sure that the things we do for Minnesota is good for all of Minnesota. And, you know, we didn't stop at the members of Congress. We also had meetings at the White House. We had meetings in the Capitol with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's staff. We had meetings at the United States Department of Agriculture, as well as participating in the Farmers for Free Trade rally at the Capitol.
But let's begin with USMCA and your meeting with Pelosi's staff. She seems to be kind of the hang-up, or did you get that feeling?
Well, we really appreciated the time. We had nearly an hour with staff. We had five different folks of her senior team talking about not only trade, but the farm program, renewable fuels, other issues. And we just continue to tell our story as Farm Bureau members about the importance of doing this sooner versus later. We understand there's some concerns out there about labor, about the environment and the enforcement mechanisms for that, concerns on drug pricing or the pharmaceuticals, and we want to make sure we get those answered. The good news is we could see and hear firsthand this week that there have been some offers and counteroffers, and they're working, and that's a good thing.
Is it possible that USMCA could be ratified by Congress in 2019, or are we waiting till next year, or worst case scenario, until the next election, after the election cycle's over?
We really need to get this done. I think Trade Ambassador Greg Dowd explains it best. That, you know, USMCA is really that steer that's caught in the chute. We've got to get this done first. This is a critical first step before we can move on to other trade agreements. You know, if we can't come to a conclusion on agreement with our two closest neighbors, two countries, Canada and Mexico, number one and number two, and virtually everything we trade, that we've been doing it for over 24 years, why would any other country want to negotiate with us? So we want to continue to push to get that done sooner versus later. And the concern is always what happens if it goes after the first of the year and gets tied in with election politics.
And I know Ambassador Lighthizer has said that renegotiating is out of the question. And was it last week or the week before that Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut said, we need to start over again. And that can't happen, can it?
We can't start over again. We've got lots of improvements in this. We've got a lot of things that USMCA does, lots of improvements from NAFTA. You know, this is an improvement. This is a modernization. And that's why we're having conversation with all those members. You know, there's going to be some members, I believe, maybe on both sides of the aisle that no matter what they did to this, they won't vote for it.
Again, that was Kevin Papp of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.